Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Brian has been sharing a story with us about a woman named Brittany.
Yes.
And she had taken sort of, I don't think a vow would be the proper term to use.
A resolution might be a good
one. She made a resolution to make love to her partner every day for a year.
Correct.
And so she's been talking about, or rather Brian reading the article that she wrote, has been talking about sort of her progression from thinking it as a chore to more something that she later began to greatly enjoy and no longer thought of as a chore. She no longer had the self-doubt and self-esteem issues that she did in the beginning. And it sort of led us down the path of just talking about, you know, healthy relationships.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that you don't really hear enough of.
I agree.
Like how to have a healthy relationship.
Right.
No. And what is a healthy relationship? What is not a healthy relationship? Because so many of the relationships that people have on a day-to-day basis are not really healthy relationships.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Stephanie brought up some great points, you know, about what a healthy relationship may look like. But I mean, the main thing we were saying is that, you know, society like imposes what we think of even
society.
Of relationships.
Is not a healthy relationship.
No.
My interaction
that's a great
with
quote
society
in the
yep. is not a healthy interaction.
I agree.
And that's what I meant when I said that most of the relationships that people have on a daily basis are not healthy.
Right.
So when I go to the post office, you know, yeah, I kind of go there voluntarily because I need to mail something, but I only have one choice. Like, I can't go to the American Letter Mail Company to get something sent across the country. There's one option, and it's a government-run option. And anytime you're dealing with government bureaucrats, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, like, kind of, this woman, Brittany, is getting over, you know, insecurities. And I think one of the ways she gets over insecurities is through kind of conventional means, in that she decides, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here because we've kind of been teasing this for over an hour, and
yes.
I want to get to the climax of this year of sex.
Oh boy.
And so, you know, she realizes that she's, you know, since she's been a mom, and they have a 4-year-old, that she's been dressing what she describes as frumpy. And so she goes out and buys sexier clothing. Okay.
Okay.
Now, sexier clothing, you know, that's like defined by who? You know, Victoria's Secret kind of sets the standard on what's sexy clothing, right?
Well, the Victoria's Secret has the highest thread count to profit ratio of any clothing company in the world.
This is true. So,
but like, it sounded like that description, to be fair, was coming from her. Like, she felt sexier wearing the thing,
yeah,
versus she felt frumpy before.
Right.
And it's pretty, like, objectively true what's sexy, like showing more skin and right and showing curves.
Yeah. But
okay. Well, how about instead of trying to look quote unquote sexy for your partner, just try to feel pretty.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, and there's definitely a difference between the two. Like, you know, you could wear something that is, you know, very fitting to your body that would be described as sexy and feel pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You could wear that and not feel pretty. You could.
I'm not seeing much of a difference, but yeah, okay. Sure.
No, like sometimes people wear things that they think other people find sexy, but they don't necessarily feel comfortable in it themselves.
Sure.
What I really find attractive on a woman, and I know that I'm going to sound weird when I say this, I love seeing a woman in a sundress.
Mm.
I don't think that's weird. Mine's weird, but go ahead, elaborate.
What's yours?
Oh, this is going to be really ironic, and I haven't explored it yet myself, like in my mind, as to why I find this sexy. but women in BDUs, in military like tight clothing, like olive drab and like a tank top, I think this is the sexiest freaking thing, and that's so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had no idea. That sounds like
I told you about that
before, Brian.
Something about the sundress, the way it fits on a woman's body, is it is tight enough to show what her figure looks like, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it covers enough to leave something to the imagination.
It's the perfect sure. combination, and it means that it's summer in New Hampshire, and maybe Porkfest.
Sure,
yeah.
So she goes on to saying she bought, like, sexy underwear, and she says that even, like, wearing the sexy underwear under a pair of jeans, and her husband, or, her partner never even seeing it, just made her feel sexier. I still can't help but feel that that's a societal pressure, that that's like, oh, I saw this in a movie, and so that's sexy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's an objective standard that red lace underwear is somehow sexy.
No, it's more like the knowledge that you put some effort into it, or like you...
She does describe that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And to say that, obviously there's not an objective standard of what is sexy or what is attractive.
Right.
Because those are very subjective things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody might look at a circle and say, well, that's an attractive circle. And somebody else might look at the same circle and, the circle doesn't really do anything.
Sure.
But the dodecahedron, that really, ignites my brain.
That ignites your brain.
But we're not talking about shapes.
That's a very subjective thing.
But we're not talking about shapes. We're talking about humans. And there are, I think, within a wide range, obviously, there are some things that I think are general signals of attractiveness, which are usually, to me, are correlated with health.
Okay, but some people find red hair to be a more appealing feature than blonde hair.
Yeah, totally. And that has nothing to do with health. That's just simple genetics.
It has nothing to do with health, but it,
that's why
again,
I said within
it,
a wide
it shows
range.
The subjective nature of what is attractive.
That's true, but it's not
I find blue eyes.
But it's not completely subjective, though.
I find blue eyes more attractive than, other color, unless it's one of these sort of eyes to where there's a separate color outside of the iris.
Yeah, you like people with the crazy eyes.
I do. Well, not like
that's sometimes called the crazy eyes, but not the eyes
not
ringed
the
by
crazy eyes, like one eye looking to the left and one eye looking to Pluto. Not that kind of crazy
but
eyes.
But you just made a point because symmetry is generally considered beautiful, and symmetry, especially in the face, is an indicator that the person had good nutrition when they were a developing fetus. So that's a health thing. I just think a lot of it is related to health. Of course, within a range, like blue eyes, blonde hair, whatever.
Right.
You can't help those, obviously.
But as far as going back to what started this of certain clothing, it's very subjective because I might think that boy shorts look better than a red lace thong.
Yeah.
That's very subjective.
Yep.
But does the subjectivity come from nature or nurture? Is what I'm wondering.
What happened to Daryl when he was a child where he finds this attractive? What went on in his childhood?
We'll delve in to what happened to Daryl as a child next on Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-FREE.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in, take over the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, that is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And again, call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Brian has been sharing a story, and before we get back to that, he's got something to tell you.
Yeah, you know, most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to maybe persuade more people toward freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow in that area actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. And this is according to Dr. Matt Barney, founder of LeaderAmp, who's coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone app to measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will also allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs to help you see that they were not perfect, but overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's being built. But if you want to help advance an approach to grow freedom lovers' persuasion skills, we'd love for you to join the community. Feel free to pre-order. It's on Indiegogo right now. You can go to leaderamp.freetalklive.com, and you can look into that. And that's LeaderAmp.
So we've been talking about healthy relationships and specifically the intimate factor in committed relationships, and what happens when someone decides to try overcoming all of their personal insecurities by making love to their partner every day for a year.
Right.
Brian has been sharing the story from HuffPo, and I think you've got a little bit more in this, and then we will get into some reasons to get married. Stephanie has brought that article in.
Yeah, which is exactly what Brittany did. She got married, had kids, you know, the whole conventional shtick. And so, you know, she doesn't want to lose her, you know, her marriage, her partner. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons she's having sex for a year, you know, every day for a year. And so we're at the climax here of the whole business. And so last we heard, she started wearing sexy clothes, and that really helped her feel a lot more sexy. And so she goes on, I like being on my knees, and I'm not an inside climaxer. I'm an outside climaxer. I do like oral sex, but I don't like having my nipples touched because they are numb. I also hate having breath on my neck because I'm extremely ticklish, and then I get goosebumps and my leg hair grows in too fast. Please stop doing that. It's kind of funny how she's writing all this. And she's like, all that, I had to work on being okay saying all that, everything we just said, out loud, and get over the idea that I was being a selfish, demanding nympho. I deserve good sex as much as he does, and instead of waiting around for him to figure it out, which is totally unfair to guys, by the way, I had to find my voice and use it. Coincidentally, it was a major turn-on. Who knew? So what turned her on was her own personal confidence in being able to say, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I like, what I don't like. And I think that's pretty interesting. Speaking of healthy relationships, nobody really communicates a lot of times,
right,
you know, with each other about what they actually want. And being selfish is not bad. That's okay.
And how many people actually know what it is that they actually want?
Especially if you've never explored it, yeah.
Well, a lot of people think they know what they want.
Right.
But how many people actually know what they want?
Because have they even had the chance to try it?
You know, like, I think it would be great to win the lottery.
Right.
But that probably would not be the best thing.
Maybe not.
You know, so I think I know what I want, but do I actually really know what I want? And there are so many different areas of life to try to figure out what you want. You know, like as far as relationships go and money and employment,
yeah,
even.
Oh, yeah, and we don't really get a lot of help in figuring out what we want out of those areas of life early on. I think it's very much left up to you. You know, there's such a focus in school on learning, you know, math and geography and history and all this other stuff, but nobody really tells you, like, some pretty important life skills, which are, like, how to communicate with people or how to manage your own emotions or, you know, how to figure out what makes you happy.
And I would not say that that's necessarily a problem that the schools should be trying to solve. Mm-hmm. That is more a parenting issue. And the reason a lot of parents don't teach their children this is because they were never taught as a child.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're just winging it based on their experience as a kid. Well, when I was a kid and something similar happened, this is how my parents reacted, so I should probably react the same way.
Right. Yeah, that's, kids pick up on so much. It's really true. But just to finish off the story, she says, you know, at the end of the year, we're not hell-bent on doing it every day anymore, but we definitely make more of an effort, and it helped us be a lot more open with each other. And so, I mean, you know, the moral of the story is pretty much is communication was everything. You know, it really, really was. And it's important, too. She's not really saying it, but I kind of get this hint, and it's certainly how I feel, is that sex is so much more than just the physical sensations and the physical pleasures, because it's really, I mean, I don't believe in a soul, but it's really a soul to soul. Like, I mean, there's, I don't want to say emerging, but I mean, there's just a bearing of everything you are. You know, and when it's great sex, I think that happens.
Well,
it doesn't have to, but it does.
Sex and intimacy are not necessarily the same thing.
Sure.
You know, you can get, you know, intimacy just from cuddling. You know, that's a very, you know.
Oh, like the cuddle for hire.
There are people that do that, but yeah. there's something about prolonged human touch.
Right.
That really does help relieve stress. And, you know, it's very calming.
Mm. Our society, too, that's another thing. People are so weird about touch.
Yes.
You know, like, it's not okay to touch anyone except if you're having sex with them. And then all touch becomes sexualized when it's not really that way, right?
Yeah, you know, and there's something key there, because at the beginning of this article, Brittany says that she came from a family, you know, we didn't hug.
Right.
And I think hugging is great. I mean, I love it. It was one of the best things I loved when I moved to New Hampshire is, like, guys hug. I think that's so awesome. And
hear that, people? In New Hampshire, guys hug.
That's right. And touch is a really, really big deal. And that touch is also, as much as, you know, talking is communication, touch is communication as well.
Yeah, and it's very important communication.
Yeah.
And it could be as simple as, you know, just like reaching over and grabbing someone's hand or giving a hug. Or something even more intimate and personal. You can call in, talk about anything. Tom, we will get to you when we come back. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, like Tom has done, talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, that is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Tom, you are on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm a pretty regular listener. I haven't called in a while. Anyway, we've got an issue here right now, a situation that actually made the Drudge Report, and I'm sure it's probably going to go more than that. There was an attack on a gentleman. I'm 53. He was 53 or 54. He literally, where this happened in Detroit, was right on the corner of where I lived, and I got the hell out of there because it was getting just worse and worse. And he ran over a young boy. Maybe even he might have jumped out in the road to get him to stop, but ran over a young boy, got out to do the right thing. Oh my gosh, I ran over somebody. I want to see what happened. And now all the neighbors came out and have beat him into a coma. And not only that, what makes it even worse is they stole all the stuff in his truck. Stole his money, stole his phone, stole his wallet. There's some video surveillance that the police have, but nobody's coming for it. I mean,
wow. So did they, like, why did they start stealing his stuff? Did they figure, like, well, he ran over this boy, so we can do whatever we want to him?
Well, from what I understand, I mean, I'm surprised, and I'm sure you guys will be hearing about it, because I believe this story is going to go viral. I really do. And which is not good, because I live on the outskirts of this city, and I really don't want to have a race war And I'm really concerned if our government is not seriously trying to promote this race hatred. You see all these knockout game going on. All the blacks that are participating in this, and there's just hundreds of incidents. Nobody's been charged with a hate crime. The minute one white man did it, instantly hate crime. I mean, I don't understand this. I don't know if they're trying to separate us, if our government is trying to incite race wars to keep us from paying attention to what's really happening with our economy and everything else, our monetary system. But it's just getting to a point where I'm afraid to even drive anywhere near Detroit. I have extremely white blonde hair. And
are you saying, Tom, this was a white driver ran over a black boy and black people beat him up?
Oh, yeah. And I can't believe you guys haven't heard about it. It's been big news.
You really think this is going to start a race war? I mean,
if you look at what happened, and I realize that
there's a history of
this is
Detroit,
a lot different than what happened in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at what happened in L.A. with the Rodney King situation,
mm-hmm.
and then during the midst of the riots, there was the white truck driver that was driving through L.A. and was pulled out of his truck and had, blocks, like concrete blocks, smashed into his head.
Right.
Well, so, it might be something that sparks some kind of riot in Detroit. And I know that things in Detroit aren't good. The police have, shut down services to certain neighborhoods. They've cut down the times in which you can actually even call the police.
Well, the one thing that does give me...
It's now like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
If you get robbed any other time, well, you got to wait till the morning.
The one thing that I feel encouraged by is that I know Detroit does have the Threat Management Center.
Yes.
Which is it's not a private police per se, but it is a conflict resolution organization that focuses on de-escalating conflicts and resolving them in peaceful ways, which is something that the police, that's not like in their goals. That's not what they do really. So I wonder if they would be willing to get involved in this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, my concern here is Detroit has a very unfortunate history of what one might want to describe as a race war. I mean, in the 60s, 70s, buildings on fire, the whole business, and a lot of people claim pretty much it took a Tigers winning game to put an end to it, to kind of unite the city. So I think tensions are particularly heated.
Well, they should just eminent domain the football
team.
That'll solve the problem.
Detroit can't eminent domain itself.
No, just kidding.
Yeah, I think tensions are 10 times higher in Detroit than perhaps anywhere in the country for this kind of thing. The sensitivities are 10 times higher, and I think the story gets naturally bigger because of that. Boy, Tom, I understand where you're coming from. I hope it's not that kind of like scenario where it's being actually orchestrated. Again, it is a place where the sensitivities are just super, super high and just absolutely tragic.
Anything else to add, Tom?
Yeah. I mean, right now, even the comment you just made, the sensitivities are super, super high. You look at that for a second, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton would be here in a minute if this was the other way around. Not a peep out of anybody. And I don't want to sound like a racist because I'm really, really trying to understand and be a free person as I've been listening to Free Talk for years, and I listen to Stefan Molyneux religiously, Mark Stevens with the No State Project, and he has really helped me out. I've been going through some court issues, which we'll talk about later, but the bottom line is, us white folks, we're just being cornered. You can't be white and have any rights. If that man would have left...
I think that's an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm being cornered and I'm white.
If that man would have left the scene because he felt unsafe, he would be in jail. He had no options. He's stopped to help. He did the right thing.
Yeah.
And now he's in a coma. I mean, this guy is probably going to die. That's how bad they beat him.
And, well, you know, I don't think that anybody is, you know, saying that beating someone into a coma is a reasonable response to someone being hit by a car, especially a 10-year-old getting struck by a car. But what we are saying is that, you know, I don't feel as though I'm, you know, being reverse discriminated against because of the amount of pigmentation in my skin. And I mean, think Stephanie is saying the same thing.
Yeah, like on an institutional level anyway, like it is totally statistically shown that like black and Hispanic, especially young men, do get discriminated against. They're disproportionately in jail and harassed by the cops and the stop and frisk and all that. And I mean, yeah, I see what you're kind of saying, Tom. It's, you know, sometimes it can feel like anyone is being discriminated.
The societal outrage is not at the same level as it would have been had the races been reversed in this situation. And I think that everybody would acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that it's because white people can be discriminated against and that's somehow societally okay, I wouldn't go as far as to agree with that.
Well, I would like to ask one other thing. I'm here on Craigslist, and I've been trying to gather some people that are somewhat like-minded, that understand the principles of liberty. And I'm trying to, and I know, you know, I don't want to compete with you guys. I really would like to move to New Hampshire, to tell you the truth. I like it cold. I'm blonde-haired, blue-eyed. We come from the cold. I'm good. But anyway, I'd like to try to find, and it's been my goal in the last few days, to try to find people here in the Detroit area that are
there
like.
Is. It's the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition, MPLC.org, I believe, if you look it up.
And
they have a festival
also,
every year.
I would also look up a Ron Paul meetup and possibly Liberty on the Rock.
I think there's Free Detroit, too.
Tom,
FreeDetroit.org.
Thanks for the call. Your calls, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. LifeGHD is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is the final segment of tonight's Free Talk Live. Still time for you and your thoughts. If you call in now to the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Stephanie is going to tell us 11 reasons why someone should get married. And apparently, we're going to try refuting all 11 of these reasons. But first...
Well, to be able to do that, you might want to enhance your brain a little bit. And a great brain enhancer, in my mind, is caffeine. And a great way to get caffeine is coffee.
Drug of choice.
That's right. and if you're going to get coffee, I want you to go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And there, you're going to get some of the best 100% organic, top 1% Arabica-grade coffee you can get anywhere, and it's from BuzzBox. This is phenomenal coffee. The price is right. It's shade-grown, the whole business. I mean, everything that you want out of a great coffee, believe me, BuzzBox is doing. And to make it even sweeter, they are working with, microfinance loans. And you can help fund that by working through BuzzBox. Free Talk Live and BuzzBox are working together on this. This is really exciting. Get great coffee. Help out, less developed parts of the world.
You can try it for free, too,
yeah,
right?
You get a free pound. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. You got to pay for the shipping, but you can get a free pound just to make sure we're telling you the real thing. But this coffee is amazing. I want you to go to coffee.freetalklive.com. and give it a try.
So, Stephanie, tell me 11 horrible reasons why someone should get married.
Okay, so this was an email that actually
These are good reasons, right?
Well, according to the spiritual luminary self-described who wrote this article, which was sent to me my Free Talk Live email, these are reasons why he or she thinks that you should get married. But I actually disagree with pretty much all of these, so I figured it would be kind of an interesting thing to talk about. So, number one, since we're short on time, in the physical dimension, we live in a binary universe. This duality is a source of contrast.
Actually, we live in a quantum universe, but go ahead.
The unification of this duality is bliss. Marriage provides us the opportunity to live out the physical expression of this unification of dual aspects. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't really understand. I'm not exactly clear on exactly what she was trying to say there.
Read that statement again, please.
In the physical dimension, we live in a binary universe. The duality is a source of contrast. The unification of the duality is bliss. So I think she's saying that marriage represents a coming together of the dualist
masculine
universe.
And the feminine.
The masculine, the feminine, the yin, yeah. the
I
yang.
Suppose.
You become
the up and the down.
Right.
But it sounds like mystical stuff to me that doesn't really have much meaning.
I mean, the instant somebody starts saying binary universe and duality and all that stuff, you're in for a mystical trip. No
That's
doubt
just
about
kind
it.
Of a statement that is taken for granted.
Okay,
like,
so
okay,
you need to first take acid and then raise the
I think that might be the
key. Is that a good reason to get married?
Well, number two is through a symbolic act of public pair bonding, other people feed energy to the union. It's a declaration of love, a powerful setting of intention. And so it sounds like she's saying there that if you get married in front of a bunch of people, they give you their energy, which what exactly
I guess there's some
does
great
that really
consciousness
mean?
Joining I have no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, I don't really want to suck other people's energy.
I don't think it's sucking their energy, but it's one of those things, and it goes back to the healthy relationship sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the positive human interaction, and if two or more people are interacting together as we are tonight, at the end of the interaction...
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm just doing a radio show.
we're still interacting.
Okay, all right.
I didn't say we were interacting intimately, but we're interacting, and I don't feel more drained emotionally than I did at the beginning of the night.
Yeah.
And so if you have positive human interactions, then you all go away from the interaction feeling either as good or better than when the interaction began.
Yeah, I
think
that
that's
point.
What is trying to be said here.
In a
just
very
using
mystical way.
Mystical feel good words that need to be translated into normal human speak.
Well, the last sentence of this is it's a powerful setting of intention. And I agree, if you have a ceremony in front of your friends and say, hey, we love each other, that is a setting of intention. It's kind of a thing that makes you almost accountable to your friends, which that can be an issue because, like, some people believe that it's good to get married because then if if you have some stress or problems in your relationship, your friends are supposed to say, oh, no, but you got married. Like, you're supposed to work it out. You're supposed to stick it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to have a joyous moment and share it with friends. But look, if that relationship's not joyous anymore, nobody needs to come up to you and tell you, hey, you know, why don't you try working it out? Or no one needs to, like, kind of shame you into staying into that relationship. Just go. It's okay.
Right.
And that's, I hope one of the reasons listed here isn't something to do with government. This is one of the
well,
terrible...
actually, that is a reason. Number seven is it guarantees legal rights.
Before we get to number seven, I just want to touch on something that Brian mentioned about, you're married, so just stick it out. I actually know people who have done stateless, I forget the term, like a hand binding ceremony.
Okay, yeah.
And
hand fasting?
That's it.
Yeah, that's the pagan word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought that it was hand fastening, and I was like, why don't you just call
it
like
hand
binding?
They do wrap a cloth
binding?
Around it, but anyway.
Yeah, they wrap a cloth, yeah. And so I just thought that they were saying fastening weird. But anyway, they've done that, and every year on the anniversary, they then renew the vows to one another if they jointly decide to stay together for another year.
Sure.
So it's a thing of, hey, I still like you. You still like me. Let's give it another go.
I can get behind that kind of reassessment.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, you know, that sort of thing might be a reason, especially if the two of you are living in a committed relationship already, you know, just sort of making vows to one another. And, you know, if you want to do it in front of your friends, then, hey, you know, why not throw a little party to go with it?
Yeah, but again, the instant you don't want to be a part of that relationship, I mean, you know, you don't have to like, oh, we got to stick with this.
We've got to stay together for six more months because that's
when we only reevaluate once a year.
That's when we have our employee evaluation.
Right.
And that's sort of what it seems to be. If it gets to the point of where neither party wants to remain together, then it becomes like one of these, you know, employee relationships where, nope, you have a contract and a non-compete agreement. You can't leave, but even if you do, you can't go work anywhere else.
Right, right. Well, like I said, I'll skip down to number seven, and number seven is the legal rights. So, you know, I just don't privatize marriage.
Yeah,
can we do that already?
Some of the rights that you get from, you know, being husband and wife can be obtained without government paperwork.
Right.
Sure.
If two parties in certain jurisdictions decide that they wish to live as spouse and spouse, then they get certain rights. Among those are tax benefits, hospital visitation, inheritance rights.
But why is it that, like, in the legal framework, you know, whether you can visit somebody in the hospital depends on whether you have, like, a certain type of lifestyle with them?
I think most hospitals actually now are pretty understanding of unconventional relationships.
Yeah.
Especially with a lot of medical training having to do with sensitivities towards, you know, non-traditional relationships, homosexuality, things of that nature. And so I think these arguments are starting to fall away of the legal benefits.
Well, what about the security? That's number eight. Marriage provides a level of security that some never experience outside of marriage.
If you need marriage for security, your relationship's already gone.
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of security? Is this emotional security? Is this physical security?
I think she means emotional security. And I mean, security can also be a ball and chain that ties you to something that at some point you may not want to be in anymore.
Right. Right.
So, anyway, do we need to lock each other down? No, I don't think so. There's nothing wrong with commitment.
You can if you want, but there's no need.
Yeah, and let's get the state
out
of it.
It's all voluntary, as is this show. And we'll be back in 21 hours online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.